from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Danny and Dusty.
All right, my rock smashes your scissors.
No, not these scissors, pal. This is a special titanium steel alloy developed by NASA for the space program. These scissors that smash the Raptor smithereens.
No, not this rack. This rock happens to be kryptonite.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
No!
The Fan.
Hour number 3 here on a Wednesday afternoon. Whether you're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080AMTheFan or Twitch.tv/1080AMTheFan. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for hanging out on this wonderful Wednesday as the weather is not sucking again.
No, it's hot. It's quite, furnace is up.
It's quite
furnace
quite,
is up.
Quite nice. We're back on for tubes this weekend, so we're going to go float the
oh,
river.
Oh, hey.
You know what?
All right.
I might have buried the lead here.
Okay.
So I had to scramble to get tubes because we weren't going to go. And then my wife tried to go, well, maybe we should just really try. So I had to go like find tubes as quickly as possible for the potential trip. And this limited how quickly I could get them. Right.
Right.
So and I didn't want to get the crappy ones. I don't want one that's going to hit like one rock and go. And so I got like a nice one.
Yeah.
The problem was, I'm a large lad, and so you have to make sure you get the big one, you know, and
okay.
that's that narrow, again, has to be ready available, it has to be one of the tougher ones, and it has to be one of the bigger ones, because I looked at a lot of them, like, they're only rated to, like, 200 pounds. Like, most tubes are only, like, and I'm like, even if I was skinny, I'd still be over that. That sucks. But, again, it made it harder, so I ended up getting these two, like, basically, like leather wrapped, like, it's super, super thick. What is it? It's actually made out of PVC. It's like a thick, moldable plastic, but it's not solid.
Okay.
But they're giant turtles.
That's fine.
Right?
That's fine. You're floating down a river. This is why I always just go
like
to...
Like, it has a turtle
you
head.
You find a tire store and you get like a tractor tire insert. That's what, or a large tire insert. Tractor ones are
those extremely large. They pop,
but
though,
you
and they don't.
No,
have
those are fantastic. And you don't. What do you need a bottom for?
So you don't.
All the bottom is going to do is just rip.
You don't bang your butt.
You think that thin piece of fabric is going to protect you from anything?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. The rock is just going to push that up and hit you. That's all it does.
It saves you. And also,
it does nothing. It does nothing, Danny. It does nothing except for cost you more money.
You sit a little bit higher in it. It's more comfortable.
No. That's why you get the big inflatable ones. It puts you way further up off the water. It's the way to go. It is the tire insert, the inflatable inner tube of a tire.
Look, man, I went
that's
bougie.
The way to go.
With,
and it's got to be a bigger tire. It can't be just like a small car tire. It's got to be a big one.
I'll
it's
got to
be
there.
A big one.
But the one that we
done
got,
a lot of floats.
It has a turtle, but it also has like interconnecting like links so you can like link the tubes together.
Yeah. The only thing you got to worry about in the tire one that I'm talking about is the valve. It's got to be facing the wrong way.
Oh, you face that thing the wrong way. That's a hell of a goose. But you see, the other one, the turtle comes with an ice chest.
Okay.
See?
Well, see, now the turtle sounds a lot better.
It
sounds a lot better.
It's very nice. I don't even want to tell you how much I paid for these things.
See, that's why you got to go to the tire store.
It was,
they're also affordable.
It was very, very, very difficult to justify spending that much money on something I'm going to use twice.
100?
A piece.
You paid over $100 bucks a piece?
It was like $89.99 a piece.
Oh, my gosh. $180?
But, Dusty, it's a turtle.
It's a turtle. It's got a big, giant turtle head.
It's got a cooler on it. It's got a cooler.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a bridge too far for my cheap butt.
And listen, you know me. I am wildly cheap, and it hurt. But it was my wife's birthday, and so, you know, that's where we are.
All right. Well,
turtles.
You got to do what you got to do, I guess.
Right.
I guess if she wants the highfalutin floaties, you got to do that.
There's
man.
A host of different animals, but none of them were big enough for my big butt. So went with the turtle. All right. Let's keep this thing on track. And when we come back, we'll talk Super Bowl contenders here on Danny and Dusty, 10 of the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
The NFL season is just a little bit more than 24 hours away, and the contenders versus pretenders, it seems to have a pretty hard line according to Las Vegas. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams. 8 teams with odds that are plus 1,600 or better to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Your 1,000 or better odds are the Chiefs at plus 500, the Niners at plus 600, the Ravens at plus 1,000. Of those 8 teams, are you buying that those are all contenders? That's the Chiefs, Niners, Ravens, Eagles, Lions, Bengals, Bills, Texans, and Packers. Are all 8 of those teams contenders?
Yeah, but I think there's varying levels of contender, right? Mm-hmm. I think the teams that are legitimate entering week one, bona fides, are Kansas City, San Francisco, Detroit, Baltimore, and Cincinnati, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have star power, you have got veteran-laden teams who have gotten close and gotten to that cusp but can't get over that hump. I think the next tier down is where you would put like Philly, Houston, and Green Bay
in that
next tier down where you're going, I've got questions, right? With Philly, it is how much is the absence of Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox, the infighting that's being reported between Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni, how deep does that really go? With Houston, it is, are we going to see a sophomore slump? Was the addition of Stephon Diggs enough to kind of get them over the hump? And is inherently a better division that they're going to be playing in, something that will, just by injury alone, with Anthony Richardson being healthy, Trevor Lawrence being healthy, is that division going to be tougher? Because it wasn't like they were an 11-win team a year ago, 12, 13-win team. You know, will we see a regression from C.J. Stroud? I don't really expect it because they bolstered that receiver room. But, you know, I've got questions that I want to see. And then Green Bay, you're in a really damn tough division now. The NFC North is no cupcake division.
It's probably the second best division in football now.
And you got to go through Detroit, so you're going to be a wild card. That's going to be a tougher road to battle through in the playoffs. The war of attrition, and if you're a wild card team, are you going to be on the road for the entirety? And it takes away, you know, the magic that Lambeau Field gives you in December and January, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have my questions there, but I think in all of the teams that you named, yeah, I think that they are contenders, but varying degrees of contenders, where some have holes, others do not.
The next group, the plus 2,000 to plus, say, plus 3,000 odds, mm-hmm. Cowboys, Jets, Dolphins, Rams, Falcons. Are you buying that tier is all together? Because that is one of the more scattered.
Cowboys, Jets, Rams,
Dolphins,
Falcons. Okay.
Like that tier seems, and the Cowboys are the next one in that group. They're plus 2,000 the Packers are plus 1,600.
Burn your money.
I feel like that's just because it's like the Lakers, the market's just set up like, "Oh, idiots are going to bet on this."
Yes.
That's what this 100%. Feels like, right?
100%.
Because otherwise, what the hell is happening here?
The Falcons, think about the Falcons and their path.
Mm-hmm.
That path, and you can rack up wins if things do click with Kirk Cousins and you are able to distribute the ball to the wealth of playmakers that they have acquired over, you know, the last few years, with whether it was due to play calling or quarterback play, your offense was stagnant. Their path, that does make sense of, like, I don't know, wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world. But you have a quarterback that you can't trust in primetime games or big moments, right? Mm-hmm. And Kirk Cousins. The Jets are really interesting in that group because I don't know what to expect from Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
It does not sound like Aaron Rodgers is the same Aaron Rodgers. You have the reports coming out that he's a bad teammate and he hasn't bought into what they're doing.
Which is the complete opposite. Like, look, Aaron's got plenty of crazy, but you have teammates that would die from him in Green Bay.
Yeah, but it's a kind of a different, it's a different tenor coming out of
New
York.
That's what I mean. It's a very stark contrast. Like, say what you want about Aaron and whether or not he's weird and infighting with Gutekunst and everything that was going on in Green Bay, he had teammates that would ride and die for him.
Yes, absolutely. I think the weird one in there is the Rams. A lot of people are really high on the Rams, and I get it. Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay, that's a match made in heaven on the offensive side of the ball. Are we just going to ignore that the most dominant defensive player, arguably in the history of the game, is no longer on their team?
No.
I mean, we're just not going to acknowledge that part of Aaron Donald not being there?
Nah, it's fine. Totally fine.
Is that, we're going to, okay. All right. Well.
It's okay.
Okay. If we can get over that, then we'll be okay.
You know, we talked about the NFC North and the idea of contenders and pretenders. If I told you that the Bears were plus 3,500 and the Vikings were plus 10,000, what would you say to that?
The quarterback is the most important position in all of sports.
Are you surprised that the Vikings? Okay, these are your plus 10,000 to plus 15,000 teams. Okay?
Now you're talking to win the Super
Bowl. To win the Super Bowl. This is where the
I'm
Vikings
not gonna,
are grouped,
I'm not. I would put money on the Vikings to get to the playoffs, but to win a Super Bowl, no.
Just again, here's the teams in the plus 10,000 to plus 15,000. Okay, this is kind of like the oh my god tier. And you know what? We'll drop the 15,000 ones out. We'll go from the plus 8,000 to plus 12,000. Okay, plus 8,000. It's the Colts and Bucks.
Okay.
Which I think those teams are probably about the same tier.
I think that sounds about right.
If you wanted to say the Bucs were the higher tier team there, I'll go with that. But the Saints and Vikings are both plus 10,000. They're on the same tier. And you can say, oh, they're in different divisions and their paths. Like, the Saints are objectively bad.
Yeah, but the division is two.
But even with that being said, they're still plus 10,000, and that's the
path to the playoffs is much more difficult for Minnesota. Like, once you get in, okay, crazy things can happen. Mm-hmm. But I mean, neither one of them have great odds because there isn't a whole lot of faith and hope that you have a quarterback that can guide you there. And I don't know. Minnesota is an interesting one.
It's surprising.
Because they have a really good defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm. And they've got offensive talent. And even if you say, well, you know, Sam Darnold was going to be the placeholder until J.J. McCarthy, there was a lot of hope. And there was a lot of, like, positive reinforcement behind Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings. And they're on this team on the upswing. Even, are you telling me that if J.J. McCarthy's healthy, that those odds are better? That if a rookie quarterback is healthy, it's better? And yet they're plus 10,000, which they're grouped with the Saints and Cardinals and Broncos.
Well,
it's such a weird place to be.
You have a litany of injuries on the defense side. I think what the Vikings are starting three guys on the injured reserve mm-hmm. at the beginning of the year. Not a great start to your
tough
season.
Place to be.
That's a really brutal start to your season. And then you have the injury history of TJ Hockenson, who is out to start the year as well. Not on the IR, thankfully. They've just had those rash of injuries, too, and I wonder how much that's playing a factor in it. But you think from a raw talent standpoint, Minnesota would have better odds. But when you take into consideration the injuries, no quarterback, tough division to get into the playoffs in the first place, and then to win a Super Bowl, yeah, it does make sense when you stack all of those things on top of each other. But I think the way you framed it at the very beginning with the Bears being, what, plus 3,500?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big difference, and they got a rookie quarterback, and that may be a little bit of, hey, we're going to give a little value so Bears fans jump on it, and we'll let them burn their money later, you know?
Which, I mean, if you're a Bears fan, you're want to do. Keeping it in the NFC North, I was just looking through here, and Colton Pouncey, who's the athletic writer for the Lions, has done his fan survey.
Mm-hmm.
And it is staggering how overwhelmingly positive that the review is for the Lions heading into this season. When you're talking about... So there's a question here. Has over 1,000 responses. Is this the most anticipated Lions season of your lifetime? Of your lifetime. 94% said yes.
Yeah, that would make sense when you think about it. When is the last anticipated season that the Lions have had? You know, think about that. And
has there ever been an anticipated Lion season?
Yeah, there, I mean, it was
in, first year.
No,
because they
no,
he,
no,
they were
they
so
were
bad.
Still doo doo baby, and they lost. I think Matthew Stafford's rookie year. They were coming off of the 0-16 year with Dan Orlovsky stepping out mm-hmm. of the back of the end zone, and they went 2-14. But I think if you go back, you'd have to go to like 92-93, right? And when 94% of the people that are voting in a social media poll, I'm going to go ahead and guess that a lot of the people voting on that weren't even alive then.
You have to, I mean, you think, right?
Because it's on social media. The olds aren't going to be on social media.
Right.
So I think, like, You're talking about like the people that would say the 6% of people that are responding to that are probably people like in their late 30s, early 40s, or in over. And so you're sitting there and you're going, yeah, okay, I was 8 years old the last time we had a season to look forward to, and that was awesome because everything was great when you were a kid, and it was Barry freaking Sanders. Everybody else that's responding to that poll, think about that. You're 30 years and old or 30 years and younger. Those are the people that are going to be voting on that poll. So 94% of Lions fans probably have never had anything to look forward to in their entire lives.
God,
so
that's tough.
Think about that. Yeah. Last time they were coming off of a 12-win season was in 1991. They were 12-4 in 91 and then went 5-11 in 1992.
That's tough.
We shouldn't tell them about that.
No, that one's that's dashing all the hope. Who in here is the biggest pretender?
Of any of the legitimate contenders?
Yes.
Well, that doesn't include the Cowboys, right? Because we named them. But that
yeah.
is, they are a farce. I would say Miami would be
that,
in there.
That's where I was going to go, is Dolphins. I think
Miami is still really good. I do not trust them in the playoffs. And look, if we're being honest, like, they've had a lot of attrition too. I mean, you do get Jordan Poyer in the back end, but there's a reason why a team was willing to let him walk. So
I know the 49ers are the NFC favorite. Is there anything that out there that would convince you to take the Lions?
Anything that would?
If gun to your head, what would make you pick the Lions over the Niners this year to go to the Super Bowl?
The idea that Christian McCaffrey is getting, he's hitting that threshold of carries. He's hitting that threshold of touches, that of guys that when you reach a benchmark and then all of a sudden you start seeing the fall off. We've had lingering injuries pile up with him. We've had injury year after year to Deebo Samuel that has derailed them. You have a 36-year-old offensive tackle. I could see myself convincing myself that the Lions are going to win the NFC for sure. And I don't think I have to stretch that far for it.
I think
on the surface, hell yeah, San Francisco is way more talented. Mm-hmm. They are a far better franchise right now. And then also the Dre Greenlaw injury too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when's Dre Greenlaw going to be back? Dude destroyed his leg in the Super Bowl.
Which I hear it's not good for you. Tomorrow we will make all of our picks because we have our first game of the season. So we'll have to put a gun to the head, metaphorically, of course, to make all of our NFL picks for the season, our playoff participants, and all the way through to the Super Bowl, along with our awards.
Ah, yes, let's go.
It's gonna be pick heavy tomorrow, for sure.
It's that time of the year, baby.
Leaning into Friday, we've got game number two of the Eagles and the Packers in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And lo and behold, there's problems. We'll get to that and more coming up here. But first, here's Big Will Betts with the Sports Update.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
I don't care what commissioner of whatever sports league starts talking about international expansion and brings up Mexico City, anywhere in South America, anywhere remotely outside the contiguous U.S., they are so full of crap, it is unbelievable. What is going to happen is the NFL is going down to Sao Paulo, Brazil for the kickoff game Friday night between the Packers and the Eagles. And there are so many things that are problematic with going down there already that have nothing to do with the game of football. Whether it's security, whether it's the ability to protect the site, whether it's the ability to report on the game because Twitter/X is now banned in the country of Brazil as they're going through an election that's run by a dictatorship. Everything about this is awful and terrifying. Sao Paulo, Brazil, beautiful city. Also, hell on earth.
Okay. Yeah.
It has one of the highest crime rates on the planet of major cities. And it is going to be a problem. So much so that the players are being advised not to leave their hotel rooms at all.
Uh-oh.
They are told if they do leave their hotel rooms, do not have your cell phone in your hand. Have you guys ever seen the TikTok videos or social media videos of people who are taking pictures like outside of buses in Brazil? And what ends up happening is
local
thieves will literally run up, grab your arm and bar it against the window, damn near break it, rip your cell phone and take off?
No. Again, our algorithms, wildly different.
Yeah.
Wildly different.
I did a lot of travel back in the day, so I have a lot of travel in my algorithms, and that includes travel faux pas, what to do and what not to do in certain countries. They are delegating specialized civil and military police battalions to reinforce security for the game.
Uh-oh.
Okay. This is a statement from the Brazilian government. To guarantee the safety of the players, the military police will reinforce the number of personnel upon arrival of the delegations at the airport and escort teams to their hotels, training sites, and the stadium. They will also carry out sweeps at the stadium before the games. Okay. Darius Slay of the Eagles, this is from his podcast, The Big Slay Pod. Week one, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. But, man, I do not want to go to Brazil. And you want to know why? I'm here to tell you why. They already told us not to leave the hotel. They told us we can't do anything because the crime rate is crazy.
Yep.
Again, this is Darius Slay doing the same thing the commander's vice president did.
Yeah.
This is, oh, no, we're Roger Goodell, we're very much looking forward to working with our brotherhood in Brazil to expand the game of the NFL to an international audience. Meanwhile, they're telling every team, do not go out. Do not bring your jewelry. Do not bring your family. Do not do anything down there because it is out of pocket.
It does not seem like the NFL did a whole heck of a lot of research before this. I mean, the first story
they saw
was,
dollar signs. That's what they saw.
Neither team can wear green in the stadium that they are playing in because of the rivalry between the soccer clubs. Both teams that they sent wear green. Now we have players not allowed to leave their hotel. We are going to send you to a different country in southern Brazil. And, oh, by the way, you're not going to be allowed to leave your hotel. You can't explore. We're not going to let you leave anywhere. Not advised. Don't take your cell phone out anywhere you go. Doesn't seem – look, a quick Google search will tell you probably not the safest place to send your teams to go and play.
I mean, it's absolutely insane to think that this is – a normal thing, and I've brought this up as it pertains to the NBA in Mexico City, and Adam Silver bringing this up every single time. It will never happen.
No.
Never.
Look, the weird thing about what the NFL is saying with all of this is that you can go to Mexico City and feel completely safe. Like, when I went to Mexico City,
sure,
there were a few times where I did not feel safe at all. But for the most part, I walked around without worrying about anything. You go a couple of blocks in the wrong direction, though, and you really should worry about where you're going. And I think that is probably more the messaging that the NFL was trying to send, but they just don't want their guys just out walking around all willy-nilly. You know, in Sao Paulo, my sister-in-law is from Rio, and so my brother goes down there. He is pasty white fella, and he has never had an issue when he goes down there. And they're not just going only to the touristy spots. And he's like, you know, I will get a few looks sometimes. And maybe somebody will makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable. But he feels safe and totally fine when he goes to Rio. It's just you have to know where you are. And what you have to have your radar up because the bad stuff will happen, man.
I mean, think about this.
As you say with those videos all the time.
What just happened to Ricky Pearsall?
It happens in our country,
yes,
too.
And my point being, when they know where you are and you're in a region that is, it's, you can go to basically any like leading crime statistics website. Sao Paulo, Brazil is one of the highest in the world. It just is what it is. It's not racist. It's not,
yep,
it's not insensitive to say that. That's reality. You can go look it up. The interesting thing here, the dumb thing here is, last night, Darius Slay on Twitter, I want to apologize to anyone I offended. That wasn't my intention. I'm looking forward to playing in your beautiful country, and I've heard you're all very passionate, just like our amazing Eagles fans. Just a few more days, can't wait. That sounds like Team Legal and Team PR got on him.
Yep.
Don't Team spill the beans.
Roger Goodell.
Yeah, don't spill the beans that we don't want you out and about.
Hey, what that Commanders VP that got suspended, what did he say about Roger Goodell? Oh, he's a puppet?
He's a puppet. Doesn't hate the gays or the blacks, though.
Well, yeah. He does not do that.
So,
no.
He leaves that for Jerry Jones.
He is the puppet, and the main attraction of that puppeteering show is to make a boatload of money.
Yes.
And that's
I don't understand how going to Brazil is making more money, though.
Because you just want to get international footprint, you know, and you want to grow the game internationally any way you can.
In a nation that would probably have you 18th among sports they watch, with 16 of them being in front of it, being some version of soccer.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's it.
Are you getting much penetration in that market?
But I think if you look at it, though, and obviously the research that they're doing here is saying that we can get a foothold here if we do it the right way. Obviously, this is not a good start to doing it the right way. And attracting fans and popularity of the NFL. I mean, I don't know. Let me look this up here. International popularity of the NFL by country, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that London and, England. Mexico or England and Germany are going to be your top three, right? I'm not going to count Canada because they have Canadian football. All of their fans, what is it, 90% of the population lives within 100 miles of the United States border anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go outside of Canada and Mexico, what countries are you looking at? Number of self-described NFL fans.
Mexico
23.3 million. Brazil, 19.7 million.
Really?
Brazil's Canada, 7.21.
Well, the entire nation of Canada, isn't it only 50 million?
It's not large.
It's not large, but 19
small.
Million fans identify as
it's 40 NFL, million.
NFL fans. Germany is 6.6 million. South Korea is 6.72. And then the UK, 5.7.
I wouldn't wait for the new game in Seoul.
I would have thought European countries would have been higher, especially with the NFL Europe and the penetration there for so long.
Obviously, it didn't work. Germany, 6.6. United Kingdom, 5.7. Spain, 3.5. Well behind Brazil. Well behind Brazil. So, I guess there you have it. Australia, only 2.6 million. In Australia.
That's surprising. They love their violent oblong sports.
I know. Maybe they're just, I guess, out of 26 million people. It's not a big country.
Gag, that is a small, that one sneaks up on you too.
Smallest continent.
Yeah. Gigantic land area though. Very small country.
There we go.
Lots of kangaroos.
You have a lot of space for all the things that want to kill you.
Yeah.
So it's simple things.
Or get pregnant.
We're going to finish up today's show with a little fun with audio. Wait, what? All right. Coming up next year on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Quick little pivot.
We talked
about this yesterday in the idea of the simplicity and complexities of college football. And Penn State's offensive coordinator may have had the best conceptual breakdown and not smelling his own farts of any offensive coordinator in all of football right now.
The blizzard in itself, right, is a wonderful dessert, right, which we should all use in moderation, correct? Okay.
Disagree.
In itself is looks complicated because it's messy inside, right? And the person working there puts it in the machine and the ice cream. But fundamentally, it's mostly made up of what? Vanilla ice cream. So if you could equate offensive football to your favorite blizzard and understanding that what it's going to look like is going to be looking like a messy piece of deliciousness, but fundamentally is composed of really just vanilla ice cream and your favorite candies, right? That's when we talk about simplicity versus complexion, right? So it's going to look really complex, but really at the end of the day, it's just two ingredients mixed together.
Some coaches out there would love, oh, my offense is so complicated. It just takes so much to really, truly understand it. It's true articulated greatness. This guy went, it's just a couple things mixed together, man.
No, the best offensive coordinators. The only thing I disagree in that is that when he said that Blizzard should be enjoyed in moderation. No, we just go ahead and enjoy the Blizzard, damn it. It is a delicious treat, nectar of the gods. But every offense that is successful for a long time, it is simple in nature, but looks complex, like he was saying. And we used to call it sprinkles on top, right? Mm-hmm. I love the Blizzard analogy, though, because you just throw a different kind of candy in, and your vanilla ice cream, it tastes completely different, right? Mm-hmm. It tastes like a completely different treat, but the base is still the same, and that's the vanilla ice cream. Every great offense is that. Whether you're talking about the air raid, right? Mike Leach had a play card that was a 5x7 that he held in his hand. That's how he called plays, right? You have even Andy Reid, the complexity of Andy Reid's offense, that dinner menu that he holds,
mm-hmm.
it isn't concepts. It's formations and motions that make everything different. His dinner menu is how he takes that in and he digests it is situationally, formationally. He has red zone area. He has, you know, minus 20 and in, the 25 and in, plus 40 in. He has his goal line plays, his third down plays, pass, run. And that's why it looks so big. It's not a lot of plays he has on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the formations, the motions, those are the sprinkles. Those are the candy. But the base of his offense is always very simple, and it works. And that's what every great offense does.
And as always, sprinkles are for winners.
Sprinkles are for winners. Coffee is for closers. Mm. Sprinkles are for winners. Yeah, I love that. That's a beautiful thing. I don't. I don't.
Neither of us are coffee guys.
It gives me the bubble guts. So
it also tastes like crap.
Oh, I don't mind. That's the thing I don't like is that I don't mind the taste of coffee. I actually like the taste of coffee, but it gives me bubble guts every time. And so maybe you just 5-hour energy it then. 5-hour energy is for the closers.
There you go.
Put protein powder in your coffee. Tastes better.
So why would I want to ruin protein powder?
It helps me. Like, I don't really like coffee. Every morning now, I get the little Starbucks.
You can just do an energy drink like me.
I'll tell you what. Will Ortner is not a meathead. He only puts protein powder in his coffee, though.
Well,
that's a meathead tendency.
I have a protein shake, too.
I got to get my peas, man.
I count my
protein. Got to make sure I get it.
I do. I do count my protein.
Dude. Protein overload.
I don't know. What I do know is we are less than 24 hours away from the NFL kickoff.
Oh.
When we come back here tomorrow.
Wait, less than? We're just a little
over. Sorry. When we come back here tomorrow,
like, wait a minute.
We will be mere hours away. And tomorrow we will make all of our picks.
Oh. Hey, I can't wait for the NFL to do. Remember when ESPN did the Midnight Madness thing for the start of the college basketball season where they played games literally for 24 hours straight? It was like 36 hours straight.
It was like 2018. It was Zion's rookie year, or Zion's freshman year.
They had games at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
It was awesome.
The NFL is going to do that because
just
they're
take over
go
the entire
Brazil.
Calendar.
Yeah, Brazil is like 5 hours ahead of Pacific time, so you get an extra 2 hours from the Eastern time zone. Then they're going to have games in Europe, and then they're going to have them in, you know, wait till they're like, wait, there's how many people in China?
Oh, I mean, look, the NBA is already trying to get into Dubai and Abu Dhabi. The NFL will be right behind them.
Exactly. They're just going to be sitting there, and we're going to go 24 hours straight to start the NFL season. One of these years, and I'm here for it.
Oh, look, I'm
here for it.
I'm not arguing against it. Only thing I'm arguing against is the whole idea of setting up an NFL team in another nation outside.
Never
of
do it.
The north outside of North America.
Never gonna do it.
Nope.
I mean, I think Toronto might be the closest that they get to that.
Sure, that's fine.
You know, maybe, but they love their Argos up there. All right, that does it for us on a Wednesday. Thursday, we start the NFL season. Let's go, fellas. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you Thursday from noon to 3 up next. 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. It's prime time with us. Good souk.
Bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.